USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia declared a state of emergency for Kanawha and Fayette counties due to heavy rainfall Monday, which caused significant flooding that damaged over 100 homes, bridges, and roads throughout the counties. The storm also resulted in downed trees, power outages, and disruption to portable water systems. Over 20 people had to be rescued from their homes. Russia on Tuesday blamed saboteurs for orchestrating a series of explosions at an ammunition depot in Crimea. Armed groups loyal to Ukraine were damaging military logistics and supply lines on territory it controls, the Russians announced. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An asteroid about 50 meters in length is set to have a close flyby with Earth today. It's being called 2022 PW, and it's moving at roughly 27,000 miles per hour. It will miss us by a distance slightly greater than that from the distance to the moon. After getting a taste of working from home, Apple employees are being asked to return to their brick-and-mortar locations.
Tech giant Apple is trying again with a return-to-office program. Bloomberg is reporting that the company set a September 5th deadline for corporate employees to return to the office for at least 3 days a week. The company has delayed plans to return to the office several times due to COVID-19. Currently, it has a two-day-a-week in-office schedule for employees. Apple held an in-person meeting at its main campus in Cupertino, California, back in June for a Developers Conference presentation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Britain on Monday became the first country in the world to approve a dual COVID-19 vaccine, which fights both the original virus and the newer Omicron variant. Moderna's bivalent vaccine was approved by the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency and endorsed by the government's independent scientific advisory body. The updated vaccine is expected to be available to adults as a booster jab starting this fall. The Iranian plot to assassinate several Americans shows that Iranian leaders have no respect for President Biden and the United States. Former U.S. Ambassador and National Security Advisor John Bolton on Newsmax says they fired the first volley in an act of war.
The Iranian agents tried to kill an Iranian-American, an American citizen, Masih Alinejad, up in New York 2 or 3 weeks ago. We know from what's been put on the public record that I'm not the only former government official targeted, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, many others, I might say, and including some officials who are still serving. So, you know, what this shows is that Iran is utterly undeterred by the Biden administration, which is on its knees trying to get back into the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. And at the same time, Iran is boldly threatening Americans. I mean, I think this is really, when you look at the scope of the operation, tantamount to an act of war against our country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.